Well, we're here for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm Al Korns, and I'm here with my co-host, Kent Lindquist. And we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around for this hour. We got some interesting things for you to hear. And I'm going to start off with the Statesmen of Jazz. It's a group headed up by Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Joe Wilder on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, Benny Waters on tenor sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Claude Fiddler Williams on violin, Milt Hinton on bass, Jane Jarvis on piano, and Panama Francis on drums. It's an old Ellington standard entitled Sea Jam Blues.
Thank you.
That was the Ellington Standard Sea Jam Blues, and the group was a group called the Statesmen of Jazz. This is a group of individual legends that was assembled by the American Federation of Jazz Societies. I think the idea was to record them while they could still be recorded, because they're obviously all in their twilight years, and they did a fantastic job. The Statesmen of Jazz on the Arbors label, 1995.
Going to continue now highlighting the tenor sax work of our featured artist of the week, Gene Ammons. And this is an album Gene had co-billing with Richard Groove Holmes, the noted organist. The album is called Grooving with Jug, appropriately. This is cut live in L.A. at the Black Orchid in June of 1961. And this is a little swinger put together by Gene Ammons called Hitting the Jug.
I'm
Richard Groove Holmes on organ and Gene Emmons, our highlight artist on tenor sax, really stretching out on their Pacific Jazz album, Groove in the Jug, which was cut live in June of 1961 at the Black Orchid in L.A. And it was a fine little swinger written by Gene Emmons, which is really just a basic 12-bar blues.
Well, next we're going to hear from Stan Getz and Lionel Hampton on a CD entitled Hamp and Getz. This CD is interesting in a number of different ways. First of all, the whole thing came about because these two artists, which were pretty far apart both in style and time, Hamp being from the swing era and Getz being from the cool jazz and bop era, they didn't seem to fit, but they happened to be both involved in the filming of the Benny Goodman story, and somebody said, why don't you two guys do an album? So they did. So that's how it got started. That was in 1955 on the Verve label. And other interesting thing was when they went into the vault in 1990 to remaster everything for the CD, there was a loose reel in there with only some numbers on it. And when they pulled the documentation out for the original session, sure enough, there was the numbers in it. And it was a tune entitled Headache, and it was listed as the author being Lionel Hampton. But Hamp says he didn't write it. So the tune has gone with the author being unknown all this time. And to make matters even more interesting, there's a trombone solo on that tune that nobody knows who it was. It wasn't in the documentation either. So with that background, then let's listen to Getz on tenor sax and Lionel Hampton on vibes, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, and the unknown trombone player with the tune Headache. Thank you. And that was Stan Getz and Lionel Hampton with the tune of unknown origin entitled Headache. Stan on tenor sax, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on drums, Shelly Mann on trombone, on drums. And we took a vote, and we decided by process of elimination that the unknown trombone was probably Herbie Green.
Okay, we're going to turn now to our spotlight artist, tenor sax man Gene Ammons, one of Chicago's finest, who went on to develop an international reputation. And this is from his album, Uptight. And we got Patty Brown now on piano, George Derivier on bass, Art Taylor on drums. And I love this title for all you romantics out there. It's called I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man. Thank you. for all your romantics and young lovers out there. It's one of my favorite titles for a ballad, and it's one of my favorite ballads. I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man. And it was Gene Ammons on tenor sax, and backed up by Patty Brown on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Arthur Taylor on drums.
Well, we're going to hear from the Oscar Peterson Trio next, from an album entitled Saturday Night at the Blue Note. Actually, it's not a trio because they added Bobby Durham on drums to the original trio, which was the first time they played together in 20 years. Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Herb Ellis on guitar. So they added Bobby Durham for this session. It's a tune written by Oscar entitled Kelly's Blues. Thank you. And that was the Oscar Peterson Trio, the original trio of Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Herb Ellis on guitar, with the addition of Bobby Durham on drums for the reunion that was taking place at that time after 20 years. That was a tune written by Oscar for his wife, entitled Kelly's Blues.
Well, here's a CD that's near and dear to my heart, and I think it's also would be near and dear to my co-host Al Korn's heart, because it was a jazz venue that we both had frequented in our young youth. It was McKee's Disc Jockey Lounge in Chicago at 63rd and Cottage Grove. And this is our highlight artist, Gene Ammons, from his prestige album, Gene Ammons Live in Chicago, with Eddie Buster on organ and Gerald Donovan on drums. And this is his version of one of my favorite standards from the American Songbook, Burke and Van Heusen's It Could Happen to You. Thank you. Artistry of Gene Ammons on tenor sax doing It Could Happen to You live from McKee's Disc Jockey Lounge in Chicago, August of 1961.
Next we're going to hear from The Five, which is a group put together by Shorty Rogers, and it's on an RCA Victor label recorded in 1972, and it features Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And it's a tune written by Shorty, apparently honoring Bill Perkins, the tenor sax, and it's called Perkin. Perkin, a tune written by Shorty Rogers, and a group put together by Shorty with Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. The RCA Victor label and recorded in 1972.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist, your co-host with the Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist, Gene Ammons, on tenor sax, doing an Ellington thing, Things Ain't What They Used to Be.